Good morning and welcome to Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. As you may have noticed, I have taken a few weeks off. Some quiet time with the Lord to let my thoughts calm and my mind rest. But of course, no time off from that delicious first cup of coffee. Enjoy yours as we look at a question I ask myself. I know you have faith, but who's in charge? First, let's all take a deep breath. It's September. We made it. The heat and sweat of long summer days is behind us. Well, maybe not. But the calendar gives us hope of cooler days, the shades of color that fall leaves bring, Halloween pumpkins and Thanksgiving celebrations. I've always loved fall, perhaps because my birthday falls right in the middle, October. As a child, sweet memories of drawing fall scenes at school and helping to decorate the classroom for the various events. Coloring pumpkins and cornucopia and making turkeys out of pine cones with colored construction paper feathers and a turkey head with his yellow beak and red wattle on the neck. There was a large maple tree I passed walking to town, and in the fall, it was bright yellow with a carpet of golden leaves. I kicked my way through as I gathered the color for decorations. It was great being a teacher for years because I could relive those memories every year, over and over with my students. And so, here we are beginning September. Nicholas, my grandson, is responding well to treatment for AML leukemia. Only one more cycle of chemo to go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the doctors and nurses and hospital and all the family and friends that are praying and helping. Our spirits have been blessed, refreshed, renewed. Giving thanks in the moment, in the day I'm living in, even when I don't know the ultimate outcome. In chapter 17, 11 through 17, Luke tells the story of Jesus healing 10 lepers as he traveled along a road between Galilee and Samaria. The 10 standing at a distance called out to Jesus for healing. Verse 14, when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Where were the other 9? Obviously, they believed Jesus could heal them, and so they immediately followed his direction. But I wonder, why did only one return to thank Jesus? What were the other 9 thinking? Were they by any chance like me? They were genuinely thankful for the healing they could see, but were they in a hurry to see the priest and be announced clean for fear this wonderful blessing would not last? Somewhere in the back of their mind did the doubting thought raise its head. Did they know Jesus well? Did they trust him completely? Had they seen others or heard of others in Jesus' 3-year ministry that had been healed of various maladies and these persons had remained healthy? Doubt transfixed to trust. I lived 71 years of life on a walk of faith and growth. But it took a cancer diagnosis 2 days after my 72nd birthday for me to let go of trying to control and thus doubt and surrender to the Lord's will. No more doubt of how things would work out. No more giving situations over to the Lord and then simply not being able to trust Him in how it would play out. But in that shocking moment, finally, I realized I could do nothing to change the diagnosis, to fix the situation. With that surrender came the trust that the Lord would handle things the best way possible for the good of not only me, but those I love. To worry, to stress, to fear were all a waste of time and energy. Past doubt, past worry, to trust, to peace. James 1:6. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Matthew 6:25-37, Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. John 14:27. My peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Does this mean that an irritating, aggravating, maddening, confusing bit of doubt, worry, anxiety is completely gone for me? No. But the Lord walks me through it with His word and prayer. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so, I ask myself, I know you have faith, but who is in charge? Let us pray. Dear Lord, lead all of us to realize that the difficult times have the potential to bless us with a closer relationship with you and thus the peace you promised. Life still hurts, but it is never hopeless. Thank you for your loving arms around us and your presence each moment of each day. In your name and in your will, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.